Higher education officials say they've already awarded over 10,000 lottery-funded scholarships, even with the deadline for applications 3 weeks away. That's far ahead of where officials found themselves last year, dealing with a first-time flood of applications. Some students didn't find out whether they got scholarships until mid-August last year. The agency's interim director, Shane Broadway, says review of the applications from outgoing high schoolers started at the beginning of March.
We just started planning at the beginning of the year that we were going to start processing on this date. Once we started getting the applications in, we were set up and ready to move. We think we have a plan in place based upon the things that occurred last year that we know we can address.
Broadway says the state hopes to award about $100 million in scholarships for the coming school year by the end of July. The deadline to apply is June 1st. Two students from Fort Smith Southside High School are in Los Angeles today as invitees of the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. High school students from 65 different countries are competing for a top prize of $75,000. Wiles and Walker Wiggins, 15-year-old twins from Fort Smith, were accepted to the fair based on research they've done determining the most efficient oil-absorbent material when extracting oil from an oil-treated water solution. Walker Wiggins says the brothers decided to take on the project after last year's BP oil spill.
And that there are many ways that people were absorbing the oil, that BP was trying to obtain it. Like, they had effective ways, but we were looking for an efficient way. Maximum amount of oil, minimum amount of water.
The brothers earned the trip to the International Science and Engineering Fair after earning awards at district and regional science fairs. Wiles Walker says being brothers helped in the developmental stages of the project.
Working with Walker was great. It's such a benefit compared to other teams because if you think about it, if something goes wrong at the last minute, you know, he's just in the other room compared to, like, if someone went wrong, if they lived in another house, you'd have to get together and the communication is just not there. And that's really helped us in the science fair.
Overall winners will be announced Saturday. Two other students from Arkansas, one from Jonesboro and another from Little Rock, were also invited to the event. Wiles Wiggins says both he and his brother Walker plan to attend the University of Arkansas after they graduate from Fort Smith Southside High School in 3 years. Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs is included in a new list of the world's most beautiful churches and chapels. The list, created by MSNBC's website, includes the Glass and Wood Chapel, created by Faye Jones, and it's the only chapel or church on the list located on the North American continent. The rest of the list includes churches in Milan, Reykjavik, Barcelona, as well as in Russia, England, Slovenia, and Colombia. As floodwater from the White River continues to recede, traffic is again flowing in both directions of Interstate 40. Glenn Bullock is with the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department.
This morning around 9 o'clock, we were able to get both westbound lanes open. Of course, the eastbound lanes opened yesterday, so I-40 is good not only through Arkansas, but for all the folks who have been trying to go around Arkansas for days, they're okay and can come through the state now.
For much of the past week, traffic has been diverted onto long detours to avoid the flooded areas in eastern Arkansas. But with more rain in the forecast, Bullock says they are prepared for the remote possibility that standing water could again force the closure of I-40. And the University of Arkansas men's and women's track and field squads will begin competing, or actually did begin competing, in the SEC Championships in Athens, Georgia earlier today. The women are ranked 7th in the nation. The men are number 11 in the country. The meet began at noon today and will continue through late Sunday afternoon.